You're listening to the What Do You Actually Do podcast. Each week, we want to bring you an inspiring interview, a useful tip, or encouraging message to help you find your place in the professional world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of What Do You Actually Do? My name's Kate Morris, and I'll be your host today. In today's episode, we'll be talking about doing an internship with the Student Internship Bureau. Today we're joined by Oscar Bentley, who did a sustainability programme internship in the Department of States and Campus Services at the University of York. So Oscar, what did you actually do?
So my internship was about running the university's Green Impact and Student Switched Off schemes. So they're both two schemes that are offered by the NUS. And Green Impact is like a workbook of actions to try and make your workplace more sustainable. So there are about 30 teams around the university. They're normally in like academic and like support departments, and most of the team members are like staff members rather than students. And then the other aspect of it was a student switch off. So that is a competition run by the NUS between the colleges, and it's about which colleges can use the least amount of energy, recycle the most, and new for this year, use the least amount of water. And then I did a bunch of like general things to do with sustainability. So we produced a load of videos on how to recycle correctly at the university, and we helped to update the web pages and the sustainability guide that was put into all the college kitchens at the start of the year.
So you're really trying to kind of influence and mobilize people to change their behavior.
Yeah.
That sounds really interesting. What was the actual process for getting into that, and what kind of attracted you to this particular internship?
Well, I still am, I probably won't be by the time this podcast comes out, the Environment Ethics Officer for USU.
Okay.
So it's always something that's kind of interested me, and it's like quite cliche, but people are like, why are you interested in the environment? And I'm like, I don't know, I just always kind of have been. So I started, it was approaching the end of summer term, and I'd had all my deadlines. And I started to think about what I wanted to do over the summer, because the previous summer, between first and second year, I'd kind of felt a bit like I've not really doing anything. I quite like to be doing something for this like big 3-4 month long stretch. So I found some internships online, applied for them, didn't quite get those. But then I started to look at the internship bureau ones, and then I saw this one, and there was also a communications one at Halifax that I applied for, and I also actually got. So I was in quite the fortunate position of being able to choose between two, which I never really had that before, and I don't think I'll ever have that again.
So how did you make that decision then?
I just thought that the sustainability one was something I was more interested in, and although I think I would have been good at, and why I applied for one, it was all about like comms and their social media and how they communicate with students. I would have been good at that, and it's like stuff I do have experience in. The sustainability one just kind of interested me more, and then there was also quite a lot of comms in the sustainability one anyway.
I was just about to say that from what you've described, it had the angle of being about a cause that you cared about, but still involved those different skills of sort of the marketing.
Yeah, because I mean, ultimately it was still like an office job. So it was a lot of emailing different people, going for meetings around campus, running the UOY sustainability social media pages, writing a newsletter. I also had another intern who worked with me as well. So we did quite a lot of that joint and together.
So what kind of strengths or skills would you say you developed or built on through the internship?
I think I'd never really had an experience of having like a quote unquote like real job. Like I'd done some temporary work in summers before, but this was like, I suppose, my first experience of like a proper like office job.
Yeah.
And that was quite good to get. And I think it also like builds your confidence. So now going for like jobs in the future, it will be a lot less stressful, I think, because you've had that experience. It also means like you can put that you've done a paid internship on your CV, which I think can be quite important as well. I suppose I built a lot of comm schemes. I found out a lot of like facts that I didn't know that are just like really useful to know. You should unplug all your chargers, because if you leave them plugged in over a year, they can still use £100 worth of electricity.
Wowzers.
If you're not charging anything, make sure to unplug it from the wall.
That's a good fact. Any others?
I don't know.
That was your best one.
that's the one that I always tell people. It's been many months now.
So just going back to that point that you made about it was really useful to have an office job. A lot of the students I speak to, the idea of working in an office, it either totally freaks them out or it sounds horrendously boring. Was it kind of what you expected? Was it different? Better than you thought? How was it to have an office
job? I wasn't entirely sure what to expect. And I think like the first week maybe was like the hardest, because by the end of the week you were like, wow, I'm actually quite tired. Mm. Like, because you're doing like 7 or 8 hours a day, which I know necessarily doesn't seem that much, but then when you're like constantly working for that long over a week and you're like new to it, you're not really sure what to expect. By like a few weeks I settled into it and it was fine. And yeah, I mean, I quite liked it, I think.
So what was the sort of the biggest challenge that you encountered sort of during the internship?
I think quite a lot of people my age think kind of have this as well, but kind of like just anxiety at doing like a small task that other generations might find easier. So like I've always kind of had a bit of anxiety at making phone calls, which I don't really know why, because I'm fine like emailing people.
Yeah.
And I arranged a lot of like meetings in person when I found that fine.
Mm.
But I wasn't really quite, I just always found it a bit nerve-wracking, but I've done that quite a lot, and for my like intended career path I'm probably going to need to do that quite a lot. So I suppose that was good to build a skill up of other challenges. It was also about organising and what you needed to do and when, because I think by the end of the internship I'd kind of found like of my like list of tasks to do over the 8 weeks, there were some that I were like, this is going to be harder, such as doing the like web CMS stuff.
Yeah.
And I kind of put that off, and then by the last fortnight, I was like, maybe I probably should have done a bit of this a bit earlier. So I suppose it's also about managing the tasks, so you know you don't always do the like quote unquote nicer ones first.
And I guess that's a really useful thing to learn, because when you're studying you have that real autonomy and you kind of know what to expect, you know what you need to do for an assignment or whatever, whereas I guess with something like this that you haven't encountered before, you don't necessarily know how long a task is going to take, how involved it's going to be, so that prioritization at the start is really key. You mentioned a bit about you're going to need to sort of potentially phone people for your future career plans. How did this experience of the internship, how does it sort of relate to your career plans? Has it helped you clarify them? Has it given you new ideas? What's been the impact on that?
It's kind of separate, but I suppose it does have relatable skills. So I want to be a journalist, and I used to be editor of News, the student newspaper here on campus. So it is kind of separate, but there are things. So a lot of the comm stuff I did relates to it. I did a lot of like blog writing as well on sustainability.
Okay.
I think definitely helps to relate to it. And also in terms of just like communicating with different people and constantly talking to different people. So we had a contact at the NUS that I was in contact with quite a lot, but I also contacted the sustainability managers at lots of other universities. And obviously for being a journalist, it's all about like contacting sources you might not necessarily know. So I think those are all skills that will definitely help improve that.
What would you say, looking back now, what was your sort of key takeaway from it? What were you sort of most proud of from the experience?
I mean, I'd like to think like I genuinely made an impact on the university's sustainability, which I suppose is like less a takeaway skill that I can like put into place elsewhere. But myself and Alice, who was my fellow intern, we like spent a lot of time over the week just trying to improve people's sustainability, and I managed to get more teams signed up to Green Impact. So even if it's just like that little thing, hopefully then they will then go on and improve the university's sustainability. And we worked on things like improving the university's sustainability strategy.
Okay.
So hopefully when that's eventually implemented, it will mean that university's like footprint, I suppose, on the earth will decrease. So hopefully, just like positive change.
Yeah, that's amazing. That'd be nice to look back on in future years and think, yeah, I really contributed and made a difference to that. And for any students who might be thinking about doing an internship, do you have any advice for anyone who's sort of at the thinking stage?
I definitely say do it. Like, I'm definitely glad that I did it. And it wasn't just because it was like a paid job for two months. It was actually like doing something you feel like is productive over the summer that can like enhance your skills and yeah, just give you like something good to do. I looked through the ones on the internship bureau that appealed most to me, and the big piece of advice they gave me for that was to use, I think it's STAR.
Yeah.
So I tried to include that in my applications and then just talk about the relevant experience I had and why I thought I'd be good at the job. And then in the actual interview itself, I tried to, yeah, pull up examples and the STAR thing, which I can't quite remember what it
Situation,
is.
Situation, task, action, resolve.
Yes, in the interview, although I think by the end of the interview that had kind of gone out of my head a bit, and I was just trying to like just have a good conversation as well, so yeah. That I think they the interviewers kind of like see you're passionate but also see that you'd be a good person for the job.
So it sounds like just even the process of applying for the different internships, going to different interviews, that in itself has been a useful thing.
Yeah,
to
for like improving your employability in the future, I think definitely, because also now, yeah, if I apply for a job and go for an interview, which I'll have to do soon, it's just a lot less nerve-wracking because I've now had 3 or 4 experiences of having done that.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with the kind of career job stuff that you're applying for. Remember, you can use our services still, so we're here to help. And thanks very much for talking to us today.
No problem.
Thanks for joining us this week on What Do You Actually Do? This episode was hosted by myself, Kate Morris, edited by Raquel Bartra, and produced by both of us. If you love this podcast, spread the word and subscribe. Are you eager to get more tips? Follow University of York Careers and Placements on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All useful links are in this episode description. This has been produced at the University of York Careers and Placements. For more information, visit york.ac.uk/careers.